Thank you so much for joining us tonight for the nightly share. This is Mordechai Plotzker, your host. Thank you for joining shareenjoyment.com, where we have a plethora of amazing shiurim on the Parsha, Moed, Halacha, Hashkafa, and everything else that you can imagine. Tonight's share is dedicated to Le'ol Nishmas David Schwartz and also Gershon ben Yecheskel Feivel, and Hashemah should have an aliyah. So I'd like to just continue the theme that we were discussing last week on psychological freedom. And last week in Parshas Bo, we talked about the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in midst of giving us these amazing mitzvos of Korban Pesach, of the requirement, that we were required to have borrowed gold, silver, and garments from the Egyptians when we could have rightfully taken them as our own, as well as the other more perhaps even equally important mitzvah of HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. All of these three mitzvahs of declaring the new month, which in a way, as the Sephardim explains, is a way that Klal Yisrael bifurcated or separated itself from the rest of the world in the sense that we were slave with a slave mentality, but once you create your own Zman, once you're in charge of your time, then you're acting as a free person. Similarly, when we committed to doing the Korban Pesach by taking their deity, their sheep, which is their God, and then sacrificing it and pouring its blood on our doorposts, that too emphasized a psychological form of freedom that we were no longer bound to Egyptian mythology and ideology or theocracy. And the last is borrowing things that we could otherwise have rightfully taken as our own during a time in which the Egyptians were unable to stop the Jewish people from entering into their homes during the Makkah of Choshech. And yet the Egyptians found grace in our eyes, which was, I guess, a shear within a shear, is that later on we find that the Egyptians came to place a claim against the Jewish people, as the Gemara records in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadi Aleph, that they came and they requested that if you borrowed from us, you should return it to us. And Gevi'ah ben Pasisa, a hedya shebanu, he stood up, he was a commoner, and he said that, let me defend the Jewish people. And if I lose, then you'll send in the Rosh Yeshivas and all the leaders of the generation. And if I win, then you will say that it starts Hashem as Menatzeach. And we know the story is that they claimed that we borrowed, which is true. And he claimed that we were enslaved for 430 years. Tinu lanu schar, give us back some form of compensation for all of those years, all of the people that serviced the Egyptian economy, and then we'll come to some rightful number. And that year, they say, was the year of Shemitah, and the Egyptians did not have a counterclaim, and they left their fields and their vineyards, and it was a time for all of us to enjoy. So what do we get out of that storyline? We get out of the storyline that we think and act as a free person. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so concerned about. And that's what exactly we find at the onset of B'Shalach. That it wasn't enough that Hashem was taking us out of Mitzrayim, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu was concerned in which the path that we would take as our exit plan. And if we would take the shorter path, we would be exposed to witnessing the catastrophic losses that Shevet Ephraim suffered, 90% of which their Shevet was killed out by the Pelishtim. Why? Because they calculated their Kates, their Zman Geula, earlier than what was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's destined time for us to exit the Shibud of Mitzrayim. As the Midrash Tanchuma brings down in this week's Parsha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very, very upset at the loss of Shevet Ephraim. HaKadosh, you can't be Nicham Avelim when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no way that you can comfort Hashem. So what was the best way that you can demonstrate this comfort? Is by you standing strong psychologically. And unfortunately today, this is exactly the war that Hamas is doing against the Jewish people. It's a psychological war on many fronts, by taking hostages, by wounding soldiers, by killing our soldiers, by killing our family members. And this is a psychological war of not knowing how they're doing and the Red Cross not assisting us. And the list goes on and on. This is not a political share, but this is again, the times have, may have changed since the Shibud Mitzrayim and the Exodus that we experienced. However, the methodology that the nations of the world, in fact, Gaza is really part of Mitzrayim. So it's when we're looking to let our people go, we're hoping that this is the week that we see Yeshuos and that all our tefillos come to a climax in the sense that we hear Besuros Tovos and we hear good news, because this is everything is leading up to this. Every single week since Parshas Bereishis, when this debacle began on October 7th, there's been some correlation to the Parsha. And there's been some relationship, whether it's Avram, whether it's Sarah being taken captive, whether it's Lot being taken captive, whether it's, you know, we turn the page and then we see Dina being taken captive, or whether we see Yosef being taken captive, or Shimon is held back, or now Bnei Yisrael are held back. All of us have some chelek in this Parsha in the sense that we sense a strong belonging and a deep-rooted understanding as to how these parshios correspond to our daily lives. And so what we really need today is a positive influence of psychological freedom. And when our minds are clear, when our minds are strong, when our minds are healthy, we're able to accomplish great things. Even if the body is weak, if we set our minds to do something, we're able to accomplish great feats. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is imploring upon all of us that the challenges are great, but the opportunities exist for us to draw comfort from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tremendous chesed that he gives to each one of us by being able to assess the situation and then hopefully to make clear and lucid evaluations and determinations that will hopefully exit into a proper outcome. When we look even further, we see that there's a time for prayer and there's a time for movement. There's a time for action. And that's when Bnei Yisrael turn around and they say, wait, it's time for us to cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe it's time for us to daven. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, now's a time for action. Now's a time for war. Now's a time that we need you. This is one of the most amazing pesukim in the whole Torah that I believe. I mean, there are a lot of amazing pesukim in the Torah, but for me personally, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't call out to me. Now's the time we need to do something about all the times that you were calling out to me. I need you to jump into that river. I need you to jump into the Red Sea. So therefore, that when we say the Shira, it can only happen when there's Hashem Yilochim Lachem V'atem Tacharishon, that we have to make an effort. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do the rest. As my Rebbe, Rabbi Tenler, once said, you can't sit back and wait for amazing things to happen. You have to get up in the morning and daven with a minyan. You have to make an effort to be koveitim LaTorah. You have to make time for all the things that you don't have time for. They say that if you want to find someone to get things done, find the person who has no time. He'll get everything done. If you find someone who says they have all the time in the world, there's a reason for that too. They'll never get it done. So therefore, you have to find the time when there is none to set aside for yourself a little bit of a spodidus, a little bit of reflection, a little bit of tefillah, a little bit of isolation. And with that, I heard briefly, there's a beautiful shiur that Rabbi Lam put together in the late 1950s about Choshech, that on the one hand, Choshech is that it limited the Egyptians because they were not able to see their neighbors. But when it comes to Choshech, sometimes there's an isolation that allows a person to collect their thoughts and to put their thoughts into words and to put their words into action and to influence people for the better. And so therefore, Choshech can be looked upon in two ways, not just simply as a makkah, but also as a refuah. It's also a time when a person needs that quiet time, needs that time alone in order to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so the bracha for this week is that we should see, as we will usher in Parshas B'Shalach, a time of geula, a time of redemption, a time of reflection about all the prior weeks that led up to this particular Shabbos Shira, a time of song. Let it be a time when we open our mouths and only sing Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu this time and always. Want to wish everyone a Shavua Tov with Bracha Batzlacha. This is Mordechai Plotzker, your host, and thank you again for joining us.